Okay, let's begin with Yeshayahu, Perek Samach Beis, as we continue and head towards the last few prakim of the entire Sefer. And as the Gemara in Baba Basra calls the Sefer, as we saw all the way in the Hagdamah, Sefer of Nechama, so much of Yeshayahu is Nechama, even though we saw a lot of Tochacha and a lot of Nevuas about the other nations as well, what's going to happen with them. But either way, we... And most of the prakim towards the end here are about Nechama. So we start off with the pasuk Laman Tzion lo echashe, Laman Yerushalayim lo eshkot. Hashem, as if Hashem is talking. For Tzion I will not be quiet, even though it looks like I'm quiet, says Hashem. Throughout the ages, throughout the generations, I'm not going to be quiet until I have Bnei Yisrael back in Yerushalayim. Laman Yerushalayim lo eshkot. The Radak points out that Yerushalayim and Tzion are two of the same. Two names of Yerushalayim, the same thing. The Malbim, as he always does, says maybe it's two elements of Yerushalayim. Tzion is specifically the Beis HaMikdash, where the Sanhedrin sits, where the Halacha comes from, while Yerushalayim symbolizes where the Hamon Am are stationed. Tzion titzayer tzidkas Yisrael, ki betzion ha-yemoshav ha-Sanhedrin va-Mikdash. Yerushalayim titzayin teshuas Yisrael, ki sham yashu ha-Hamon, v'lasham yiskapsu pizureim. If we could go through every single element, every single name of Yerushalayim, as we've seen many of them in this Sefer, each one will pick up on another aspect of the unique centrality that Yerushalayim plays in our worldview. Says Hashem, I won't be quiet, ayete kanoga tzidka, until like a light, its righteousness goes out, v'yeshua and its salvation goes out like a lapid, like a torch. The Radak says, what's the message of a lapid? When you hold up a torch, it can be seen from afar. So too, as has been described in so many different ways, it'll be from afar. The whole world will recognize the centrality of Klal Yisrael and the centrality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Kalapid. The Malbim says even deeper. Noga is a light, but it could be reflective of another light. Lapid, a torch, is its own independent light, and that's what we yearn for when we have independent light from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vira'u, that's Kenoga Tzidka, and Kalapid Yivar. Interesting, well, let's just rewind our pasuk. Vira'u Goyim Tzidkeich, and the Goyim will see your righteousness, your tzedek. V'chol Malachim Kvod And Hashem will call a new name to you. Only Hashem will say the new name of Yerushalayim. Again, what does that mean? Shem Chadash doesn't have to be literally a Shem Chadash. Most say it does mean literally a Shem Chadash. The Radak and the others say it's referring to what the Pasuk is going to say in two Psukim. Chefziba. That's the name, the place that I want. But it also might mean just a new status. A new status, I'll call it, it will be a totally new existence, Hashem says. But interesting, the Psukim both use the Lashon of Tztaka here. Of Tztaka. There's something going to be done with Tztaka. So this is a controversy that many are aware of in terms of the end of the third Bracha of Benching. Bonei. Barachamav, Yerushalayim, Amen, is the minhag of most, but the Vilna Gaon took out the word Barachamav. Why? Where's this from? It's not in the Bira Gra, I don't think, it's in the Maaser Rav. The Maaser Rav in Pei Zayin, from the Talmidim. It says, Siyum Bracha Shlishas, Bonei Yerushalayim, Amen. Takes out Barachamav. Why? Because in the first parak of Yeshayahu, we have at the end of the parak, Siyon Bimishpat Tipadeh. Bimishpat. So what do you mean, Bimishpat Tipadeh? It's in justice. It's not going to be a chesed of rachamim. It's going to be justice. When the time comes that Magiyalanu, we're going to get it. Maybe that's the difference of Bi'ita Chishana, but either way, this is known as the machlokas between many others and the Vilna Gaon. The Bach already explains this. The Bach in Simen Kuf Pei Ches in Arachayim and the footnotes here in the Maaser Rav, they talk about it. Well, maybe there are two elements. Maybe the actual coming back is Mishpat. But afterwards, once we get back, the fact that it's going to be even better than before, and it's going to be so amazing and rebuilt, the Chulu, maybe that's going to be Barachamav. That's what the Bach writes here. V'lo tikshi haksiv tziyah b'mishpat tipadeh v'lo barachamim d'davka ha-pediyah b'mishpat hu avol shedei mevune u'mesukenes b'chvoda yoser mi So maybe that's how you put everything together. There's going to be an element of Barachim, and there's going to be an element of Staka. And if one has the minhag of saying Barachim, there's no reason to change it. That's the minhag of Klal Yisrael. And that's what, whatever, you want to focus on one stage or on a different stage, that is all okay. But interesting, it talks about here the languages of Tzedakah. The Psukim continue. Vahayisa teres teferes biyad Hashem. You, Yerushalayim, Hashem is talking, will be the glory in my hand. Utsnif malucha bakaf alokoyach. Lo ye amar lach od azuva. Ular tzech lo yemar od shvama. You will no longer be called the forsaken and the desolate one. Ki lach yikare chefziba. That's what you'll be called. Ular tzech bi'ula. Ki chafit Hashem bach v'yarteich tiboel. You're going to be married again to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Schwab writes amazingly, right? Even if often there is a geula, you say, oh, it used to be, you know, so bad and now it's good. Maybe we'll say that right at the beginning, but there will come a stage when we won't even remember. Sometimes you're in a reality, you can't imagine it being anything else. Sometimes in the middle of the winter, it's freezing. You can't imagine it being hot. And then it's boiling out in the summer. We can't imagine that it's being cold, that it was ever cold. It's just, this is the way it's always been. I know in my mind, but it's not like I really remember what it feels like. So it could be, says Rabbi Schwab also, that that's what's going to happen here. Eventually this will disappear. The world will not even remember that Yisrael was once called Azuva and Shmama. At the beginning of the Geula, the Galus will still be a memory. There was Auschwitz, etc. But now there's Mashiach. However, this will eventually fade away. The memories of the long, bitter Galus suffering will all fade away. Eventually, it will seem as if the ideal conditions of the Geula that will exist at that time had always existed. It will seem as if it was never different. This would be the ideal world of the future, an amazing concept that we can't even fathom. Kind of like tshuva. You can't even, it's wiped, the past is wiped away. The psukim continue. Ki yival bachur besula yivaluch banayich. Just like you have a young married couple that consummate the marriage, so too yival banayich, the children coming back to Yerushalayim. What kind of mushel is that? And also continue. Mzos chasan al kala yasis alayich alokayich. That is the ultimate deepest connection that is described as sometimes as we know in the Torah. Vayeda adam eschave ishto. The ultimate yediya, the ultimate deep connection is that's how it's described, and that's what we're going to have with Yerushalayim. Every Jew is going to be so connected that it's going to be so unique. The Radak points out that the other nations of the world obviously didn't have this when they were there. Kain Eretz Yisrael, Kozman Shaloha Yibane Abasocha, says the Radak, Afafisha Yoshim Ba'umas Olam, even though there were other nations of the world there, Lohaisa Nikres Ba'ula, Ki Lohayu Miskablimba, Lohaya Na'a Shiftamba, you didn't have that connection. Avakshe Yeshuba Yisrael Besocha, when we go back, it'll be like an unbelievable fundamental marriage, as we know the Gemara describes in Sanhedrin, Adaf Tzadiches, that the trees and the plants and the life of the Tzomchim are only going to come for us. Amar Rabbi Abba, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Ein lecha keitz megula mizeh. There's no greater revealed sign of the redemption. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Yechezkel, Vatem arei Yisrael anfechem titenu, uper yechem tis'u la'ami Yisrael. Right, that's it, and that's what Yeshayahu HaNavi is saying here too. The marriage will only be for Klal Yisrael. Also interesting, I mentioned in other contexts that the source for Kesef Kiddushin, Kedushin da beis, what's the sort that you get married through? Kesef is kicha kicha miste Ephron. It is the Gzeira Shava from Avram Avinu that he bought the Mars of Apela. So too, one could be Kona and Isha through marriage through Kesef. So the Mefarshim, the Bali Machshava asks, really? So buying an Isha is like buying a Sada? Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom, there are various pshatim given, but one of them that, beautiful pshat that I once saw is that no, the point is just like there is a marriage, so too our connection to Eretz Yisrael is like a marriage. It's you learn from there, but then you put the message back on there. Our connection to stay Ephron, our connection to Eretz Yisrael is like a marriage. That's what it's going on here. Ki yiva bachar besula, it's like that ultimate marriage. The Malbim says, and it's even better than machzer grushaso. Right, but machzer grushaso, somebody divorces their wife and then remarries them. Nobody in between, someone is allowed to do that. So there, you know, you already, one can imagine that they think of the time that things weren't as good, they're back together, but it's stained, it's tainted. The mashal here, it's not like we were thrown out of Yerushalayim and then we came back, oh, we remember the interim, the times that were bad. No, it's not like machzer grushaso. It's yival bachur besula. It's like a first marriage, even though really we're coming back, but it'll be feeling to us like a first marriage. All the years of preparation, the Avos Yonason, Yonason Eibeshitz writes in his Sefer on Haftorah, all the years, that's just like getting ready for the wedding, getting ready for the marriage. Just like the Kala has to get rid of all of her ksamim, her earlier stains, and catch Shiva Nikiyim. And just like Klai Yisrael had to do when they went out of Mitzrayim, so too, this is what Galus is. Nira Lafarish, the Kamosha Kala, Kodam Achnasa Lechupa, Sofer Shiva Nikiyim, Veloveshes Levanim, Uma Avir Kol Aksamim, Kain Yisrael Begalus Hamarazeh, Kodam Shiavo Laarez, Yalbishu Levanim. And that's also here. We are getting ready to have that ultimate wedding. We continue. So that's how Yeshayahu describes it. We're going to have a marriage with Yerushalayim. And then we have a very famous pasuk, Al-Chomo Sayach Yerushalayim. If Kadati Shomrim Kalayavu Kalalayla, Hashem says, on the walls of Yerushalayim, I put Shomrim, I put guards. Who are these guards? Various pshatim. Rashi quotes two. Rashi says, Malachim, there are angels there, or maybe it's the Avos. The Radak says it's Bnei Yisrael. But what are these guards doing? Are they guarding from enemy? No. They're not guarding from enemy. Tamid lo yechashu, they will not be quiet. Hamaskirim es Hashem al damilachem. They keep reminding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't tell, those guards shouldn't be quiet. What do you mean they're reminding HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They're reminding him, don't forget Yerushalayim. The Radak says, every single time we daven, every single time we bench, we keep, we're the guards. We're on the Chamos Yerushalayim. We're screaming to Hashem, don't forget, stop, as Hashem started off the perek, right? So Hashem's not going to be quiet. We can't. We have to be nudges. We have to stop, keep nudging until Hashem finally says, fine, I'm going to give it to you. Obviously, says Rabbi Schwab, it's not that Hashem needs the reminders, but it's us. Even, let's say, in the good times, even when we might not feel that we need Yerushalayim, we always have to feel that we need Yerushalayim. It is in the good times that they need to be reminded not to let the hope of Geula fade from its consciousness, and to keep reminding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praying to Him to bring about the Geula. Right, no matter what, obviously, in most times in history, it was pretty clear to daven for Yerushalayim, we needed the Geula, but even at times when people live in somewhat affluence and security, for sure, we have to keep davening. That's Al Chomosayach Yerushalayim. Don't stop. V'al titznu damilo, and don't give silence to the Shomer. Ad yichonein v'ad yasimis Yerushalayim tehilah ba'ar, till Hashem puts Yerushalayim back on top. Nishba Hashem b'imino u'bizroa uzo. The pasuk continues and says that Hashem swears with His right arm, so to speak, u'bizroa uzo, and with His outstretched arm, im etein es deganech od macho lo'ayvayech. You go back to Yerushalayim, there's not going to be a third Rachmana Litzlan, another Golus, once we go back. This is what some of the Mefarshim spoke about over the past 100 years, that there's a Mesorah, the Ramban quotes it, there's not going to be, chas v'shalom, a Golus Shlishi, once Bnei Yisrael started coming back to Eretz Yisrael. Hashem says, we go back, I'm not going to give the machal anymore to your enemies. A farmer who plants and works so hard, like it talks about in the Tochacha, in Bechukosai and Kisavo, we plant and we don't get it. No, here, we're going to plant the Goyim, and they're not going to take it from us. They're not going to take your wine, right? You're going to have it. You're going to have it. Ki ma'asfav yochluhu. Those who harvested it, we'll eat it. The Hillelu as Hashem, and they'll praise Hashem. What do you mean they'll praise Hashem? Says the Radak, that says Meiser Sheni and Netter Avai. When we go and we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we sing Shira with our special matanas that we have to eat in Yerushalayim. Umekabtsav yishtuhu, and those who gathered it will drink it. Bechatzros kachi. In the courtyard, my holy courtyards. What is Bechatzros kachi? Says the Radak, maybe all of Yerushalayim is called Chatzros Kachi. The Kolayir Nikra Lefnei Hashem Alokecha V'chein Nikra is Chatzros Kachi. We've mentioned that in the past. The Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the phrase Lifnei Hashem sometimes means in the Azara, like you have to Shecht Lifnei Hashem. Sometimes it means in all of Harabayis, B'chatzosos V'kol Shofar Hari Lifnei Melech Hashem. And sometimes it means all of Yerushalayim Lifnei Hashem to eat Meiser Sheni and Kachim Kalim. So to hear, but Chatzot Kachi could mean that. That's Rabbi Schwab on Tfila writes that when he explains the Modim Drabanan. Right, we say in Modim Drabanan that we yearn for the day of Bechatzot Kachecha. Right, Lishbrach Lukecha L'Asos B'Tzonecha. We say here in Kitachayim Skaminim Uskapseinu V'Seasov Kol Yoseinu L'Chatzot Kachecha. What does that mean? The Chatzeros? How many chatzers are there in the base of Mikdash? So Rav Schwab says, no. Maybe it means there's the chatzer of the Mikdash, but then that will be a model for all other chatzeros. A description of all of Eretz Yisrael. The Kedusha of the courtyards of the Beis HaMikdash, which will be the capital of Eretz Yisrael, will be mirrored in the countless courtyards of the entire nation, living in Kedusha V'Tahara all across Eretz Yisrael. Every private house will have the distinction of being called Chatzrotz Kachecha. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky here on the Navi, we haven't mentioned him in a long time, because past couple of prakim, he said smaller comments that we haven't mentioned, but he writes here on this parak, he quotes the Radak, that Chatzrotz Kachi could sometimes mean the whole Yerushalayim. He says, maybe this could connect to what we say in Al Hanisim. Right, a big question that is asked by the Mefarshim. We say in Al Hanisim, what'd they do? They lit candles. They lit the candles of the menorah in the Chatzos Kodesh Hechal. What does that mean? You have to light the menorah in the Hechal. That's where it was lit. Right? So what do you mean? They the Chashbonoim, lit the candles of Chatzos Kodesh Hechal. So says the Emes LeYaakov, maybe it means, in Achinami, just for Pirsumei Nisa. For that one time, they did it in a place where everybody could see it. Lo Koya Beis HaMikdash HaAzara. You don't try to figure out that it's talking about the Azara. Elke Pshuto. The calls the Ayala Simcha. It was for Simcha to show everyone how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, like the Gemara says in Shabbos Chaf Aleph, that the Nero symbolized the Hashras HaShechina amongst Klal Yisrael, and that's maybe the Ba'alei Al Hanisim got it from here, that Lashon of Chatzos Kodesh Hechal, possibly meaning all of Yerushalayim. So we continue. So that's the bracha that we're going to have. Ivru, Ivru, Basharim. So now the last few psukim talk about Kibbutz Galios. I'm sorry, I forgot to mention. In Pasuk Ches, it said that Hashem with his right hand. So that is a very basis for a very famous Gemara. Gemara Brachas Davav, where the Gemara talks about Hashem wears tefillin. We wear tefillin, Hashem wears tefillin. What does the Gemara say? Amar Rabbi Avin, Barav Ada Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Minayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Miniach Tefillin. How do we know that Hashem wears tefillin? Shene Amar, as our Pasuk says, Nishpa Hashem Bimino Ubizroa Uzo. What does that mean? Bimino zutora, bimino ejdas lamo, ubizra uzo, elu tfilin. Hashemar Hashem oz lamo yitain. And oz is tfilin. Where, how do you know that from? Strength? Because that's Rabbi Elazar HaGadol. Vero kalami aretz. Kishem Hashem nikra lecha v'yar bimekka v'tani Rabbi Elazar HaGadol, elu tfilin shevarosh. That's what puts people in awe of us, and that's why it's oz. That's our line, bizra uzo. Tefillin, Hashem wears tefillin. What does it say in Hashem's tefillin? That's pretty unusual. That's what the Gemara goes into. And Hashem's tefillin, it gives us praise. Mi ka'am chay Yisrael ga'yachad ba'aretz. What does it say in our tefillin? Shema Yisrael Hashem alkinu Hashem echad. And this is what Rabbi Yisrael Mibraditchev writes about, that we always put Hashem first. Hashem always puts us first. So when it comes to the tefillin, we say in our tefillin, Hashem alkinu Hashem echad. And they have in their tefillin, what does Hashem have in his tefillin? Mikam chesol gayachad ba'aretz. Where else do we have this? We have in Parshas Matos. Hashem tells Moshe to get nikmas b'nei Yisrael. Moshe says, I'm going to get nikmas Hashem. Right? They're each interested in the other one's greatness. We call it Pesach. Hashem calls it Chagam Matzos. Why? Chagam Matzos symbolizes our gavlus. Right, that we went out quickly, we didn't let the bread be baked so quickly, we went out very fast. Matzos. We call it Pesach, even though in the Torah, Pesach is Erev Pesach, because Pesach is at Hashem's greatness. Hashem Pasach. Right? So many other examples of this. If you look in the Likutim on the side of the Yachon of Boaz Mishnayos, in the first piece in Psachim, so that's where Levi Yitzchak is quoted as mentioning a couple of these examples, and there are many others as well. But it's based on that Pasach, in Pasach Ches, Bezra Uzo, that is Tefillin. We continue. Ivru, Ivru, Basha'arim. Panu Derecham. Now, Yishayo envisions the Kibbutz Galios happening. Envisions everybody coming back to Yerushalayim, and you have to clear the way. Panu Derecham. Solu, Solu, Hamasila. Make the path. Saklu Me'evan. Remove the stones. Some words, the same word can mean it and its opposite. Saklu can mean remove stones. Sometimes it means to throw stones. Harimu Neis Alamim. Lift up a Neis. Right, as we say, v'son neis l'kabez galuyusenu. Right, that phrase in Shemona Esrei, in the Amidah, comes from this pasuk. Hine Hashem ishmi al ketzei haaretz. Hashem has let it known. Let it be known. Imru l'batzion hine yishechba. Let everybody know that the Yeshua of Yerushalayim is here. Hine scharo ito upu l'asolafanav. The schar is with it, upu l'asolafanav, and its pu'ula is in front of him. So it says al ketzei haaretz. Interesting, Rav Zevin has, in Parshas Ha'azinu, in La Torah V'Lamadim, he points out that here it says, we're going to be gathered from Kitzei Ha'aretz. There's another pasuk that Rav Zevin quotes, Im Yeh Nidachacha Mikseh HaShamayim Misham Mikabetzcha, right, the end of the Torah, in Dvarim Perek Lamed. Right, so is it Mikseh HaShamayim we're going to be gathered from, or is it like our pasuk, El Kitzei Ha'aretz? Which is it? So he says, this physical exile and spiritual exile. Physical exile, we're on all the four corners of the globe, right? We're going to be out, and Hashem's going to announce and call us back. Physically, and physically tarud. But sometimes we are spiritually tarud, and we're so far away. That's Bikseh HaShamayim. Bikseh HaShamayim. Hashem's going to bring us back. The Kibbutz Galios is going to be the physical Kibbutz Galios, and the spiritual from the Kseh HaShamayim, and the Kseh HaAretz, everybody's going to know. Vikaru Lohem Am HaKodesh, Ule Hashem, and everyone will call us the holy nation, those who have been redeemed, Velach Yikare Derusha, Ir Lo Ne'ezava, and we will be called the sought after one. Jerusha, Ir Lo Nazava, the city that has never been abandoned. Right? The Radak points out, this is the opposite of the other psukim that we have in Shas, in Tanakh, that talk about the forsaken quality of Yerushalayim. Yirmiyahu Perek Lamed, Sioni Dorei Shein La. Hefech, Azavani Hashem, Yerushalayim has so much that is described as abandoned, but this is the time that it's going to be Jerusha. Right? We know that pasuk that the Radak quotes, Sioni Dorish Einla, is the source the Gemara has in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed for the concept of Zechel HaMikdash. We always have to have Yerushalayim on our minds. We know there are two types of Zechel HaMikdash. Gemara in Sukkah or Rosh Hashanah that talk about the Zechel HaMikdash of the shaking of Lulav for 7 days and other types. So that Zechel HaMikdash, Zechel LeBinyan HaMikdash. Zechel to remember what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. But then you have the Gemara all the way at the end of Cheskes Habatim, Samach HaMaveiz in Baba Basra, which is the other type of Zechel HaMikdash, based not on the pasuk of Tzion Hidoresh Ein La, but based on the pasuk of Mishkachech Yerushalayim, Tishkach Yimini, that is Zechel LeChurban HaMikdash. We have two different types of concepts, but based on the fact that Yerushalayim needs to be sought after. And that, says Yeshayahu, here at the end of the parak, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be the most sought after place. V'lach yikare derusha ir lo ne'ezava. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will continue.